Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now, cheers.
Here's Matt Mahanine, Paige, and Fatboy. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rocks.
93.3 The Planet.
Rocks! Hallelujah! This is your daily morning service. All are welcome. Whether you're a P1 or a first-time listener, you are part of the Rise Guys flock. And behold, the planet was created just for you. Let not your heart be troubled, for you are about to be delivered from the pain of Facebook fussing and the eternal torture of pigskin punishment. For you are now in the presence of a higher power. Put your hands together, drop down on your knees, and turn the volume up. Oh, yes, sir. For you are about to receive the blessings of the Savior of morning radio. Can I get a matinee?
Ah, yes. Here we are on a Friday. Payday for some. Payday for me, unless Prisma's listening.
Payday for everybody.
If Prisma's listening, I'm between jobs right now.
Goodness.
You'll get yours in April. All right, a whole lot of stuff going on this hour. The FOF line, 864-241-4318. I tell you, I almost called it myself yesterday, but I didn't do it.
Come on, man. You can use it, too.
I don't want to take the spotlight.
You want to be PM from TR? You can do that.
No. This is it's about the P1s. When you get pissed off in traffic or at work or at you're wanting to go to Applebee's to sit down with a new lady, and it turns out it's your best friend's mom, and you're like, oh, well, might as well.
Yeah.
Ends up getting pregnant.
Could be.
Suddenly, your best friend's your stepson, and you want to just get all the anger out. 864-241-4318. Is there heat on this week's Fat Boy?
Yeah, it's pretty aggressive.
There's some...
Yeah.
What about for this room, though? Will it cause awkwardness?
I can't remember. Okay. I don't think so.
All right. Well, you're on it today. You're on something.
Overall, I don't know. You guys ask too many questions sometimes.
You go on the pot, Fat Man.
Because I like to have a general idea of where we're going to go. And also, like, I don't,
You're on the pot.
You go on the pot.
I think I'm getting there.
Yeah.
Whole world is.
By the way, did you ever talk to your friend, your new friend, Adam, yesterday? Did you connect it online?
I got his number, man.
What if he's catfishing you? Nine, get on the case.
Well, he's going to come in one Friday.
I'll investigate.
Okay.
He's going to hang out.
And then the other guy, that you think is being catfished, you should tell him, hey, if you're really serious about this girl, you should get married to her on the show, on numerous nuptials.
He could do that on Valentine's Day up at Southwind Ranch in Traveler's Rest.
You could say, hey, guess what? We were married by Rob Inario.
Yeah.
He's going to be officiating the whole thing. So that'll be going down. For more information, 933theplanetrocks.com.
All you need is a marriage license.
That's it. And somebody who will say yes.
And somebody to marry, yeah.
Somebody asked me the other day, has anyone ever walked out of a numerous nuptials? And yes, us at the end. That
yes.
was it.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go.
This is a big weekend because we got the most games we'll ever have for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
On this weekend.
Yes, we do.
Six. This is including where we're going to start.
I'm going to tell you one of these. I was so struck with why the hell we picked it. But go ahead.
Talk about the FCS championship game?
I guess so.
First one, Clemson and LSU. This is happening Monday night. We got the Ingalls College Football Kickoff Show, nine, myself, and Mark Ryan, Monday.
Yeah, we'll be at Ingalls on Highway 8 in Easley.
Hell yeah, West End.
3 until 5.
What do you think about the hardcore Goober Tiger fans that stand out in the rain in the parking lot to watch them pull out of the parking lot to head for Louisiana?
I know where you're going. I don't know, man. It's that's some dedication because you can't really take pics for the most part. You can't get anything signed.
It's raining. They're wearing purple and orange ponchos.
They get on those buses pretty quick. They shield the guys.
Yeah.
Fandom.
LSU's favored by 5.5.
That's right.
Three of us pick Clemson. Paige, nine and myself. Matt's going to LSU. He's going to hold that Tiger to cover.
I was going to be funny and just write back Tigers.
Thank you.
And then technically, you know, I could have gotten through on that.
Yeah, I almost did the same thing.
When it comes to this game, I'm pulling for Clemson because, you know, the state of South Carolina and all that stuff. But I don't know. I just have some feeling about it.
LSU would very well win the game. I just hope it's a close game.
And plus, I'm like, look, I'm at the bottom of the standings. I need to make a move. And I thought that would be one that, if I play it right, they'll gain me some ground.
You could.
Yeah. I thought you'd be like most other Gamecock fans and pull for the conference and pull for the SEC.
I mean, that's so...
There's a reason they call you South Carabama.
Clemp sucks.
Oh, come on.
This, Hater. I think this is the one, Coop. This is the one Matt's talking about. Why do we pick it? It's the FCS National Championship.
It is a championship game.
James Madison at North Dakota State.
That's Indac State.
Did they beat Benjamin Franklin University to get there?
They beat Wofford and Furman. One of them had to.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. That's at Fargo with Fargo Dome. But James Madison's -1 on the road.
Yeah, they are.
One person in the room went with James Madison, and her name's Paige. Matt and I and myself going Bison all the way, North Dakota State. They don't have Carson Wentz anymore.
No, they don't.
I had zero intuition about that. I was just like, oh, okay. I feel like this is some kind of trolling move to pick this game.
Right.
So, I went, why James Madison, though, Paige? Are you trying to make a move like I was? You're in the lead.
That was what I just saw that. And I don't know anything about either one of the teams. So I took the one that was favored.
Who would you pick, James Madison versus Dolly Madison?
Dolly, definitely.
Yeah. She's throwing tasty treats at him.
That would work.
James Madison been dead since 1836. He ain't going to win a football game.
Mm-mm. No.
I'm curious to see some explanation on some of these games coming up. Can I tell you the next three games we're going to do is 3 picks to 1?
Meaning what?
Meaning three of us picked one way, one of us picked the other.
Okay. Oh. Hell yeah.
Okay.
So, I know. I screwed up on one, and I think it's this next one.
Vikings and 49ers. It's going to be at San Francisco Saturday at 4:30, the first of the weekend. Niners -7 at home. Three of us took the Niners. Matt Page and me, nine's going Vikings.
Wow.
Skull, he says.
Okay.
49ers got I expect San Francisco to win, but they got a lot of injuries on that team.
He's going Skull Vikings. Let's win this game.
You know, San Francisco is missing their entire defensive line pretty much.
You're doing this for Edge, aren't you?
No.
He's on Vikings.
No.
He is on Vikings.
No. I'm not a Vikings fan, nor am I a 49ers fan, but I'm more partial to the 49ers than the Vikings.
Yeah,
I would have much rather seen the Saints, but hey, they blew it.
I think the 49ers' injuries are starting to mount up on that team. Man.
He likes eating purple people.
Yeah. Titans at the Ravens. This one's the Saturday night game.
This is another one. By the way, you misspelled Saturday on the sheet. You called it Saturday.
Saturday.
I put two E's. Saturday. I knew the grammar Nazi would call it out.
Saturday.
My eyes just pick up on it.
Yeah. Can you make copies of these for me?
I'm going to punch you in the foos.
Digitally. Digitally copy.
Yeah,
I want a digital copy of the sheets, please.
Ravens -10. That's a big spread, boy.
That's a huge spread.
Matt Page and myself are going Baltimore. Nine's going with the Titans.
Jimmy. Yeah, what do you know?
The Titans are not an easy out for anybody.
They're not.
I think Baltimore will win the game, but 10 points is a lot to ask. I think they might win by a touchdown. I don't think they'll blow them out, though, because it's I don't see Tennessee getting blown out. I don't think they're gonna win, but I don't think they're gonna get blown out by 10+.
I don't think 10's a blowout.
It's a big spread in a playoff game.
Like, have we seen the best of Lamar Jackson? He's going to be the MVP.
Yeah, he is. I expect him to win the game, but I don't think they'll destroy Tennessee like that.
You might be right.
Tennessee can run the football and play defense, which has always been successful in the playoffs.
I feel great right now.
That's a good combination.
Like,
I feel really, really good about my picks.
Well, we got
the one I was worried about is everybody picked the Vikings, and I was the only Niner picker.
Well, we got two left. I don't know how good you're going to feel after these. Texans at the Chiefs. Chiefs -9.5 at home.
Oh, man.
Another big spread.
9.5-point spread to a team that already beat them.
This is the first Sunday game, 3:05. Matt Page and myself going Chiefs. 9's going Texans.
Hell, I'm awesome,
man. Oh, my goodness.
Look at 9.
I'm excited.
Jimmy wants another free haircut is what it is.
No, man. I want to be in first place after this weekend. I think the Texans will cover that 9.5 spread. They done beat the Chiefs once.
Done beat the Chiefs.
Not according to my sources.
We got one left. This is going to be a tough game.
This is another 3-1?
Yeah.
Well, the last one was.
But this one will be also?
I don't know.
Oh.
We'll see.
I thought they all were.
Maybe.
Seahawks at the Packers. Packers -4. Sunday night, 6:40. Matt. Paige.
Yeah.
And myself are going, go, Pack, go.
What are you doing?
Nine?
I'm winning the week because Seattle's a much better football team than Green Bay. Seattle's a better football team.
Good Lord. They are
better at football.
Green Bay's 13-3 at Lambeau in January.
Yeah.
No, sir.
You got to trust number 12, even though I love Russell Wilson.
Yeah, I think they kind of negate each other in terms of overall greatness.
Aaron Rodgers at home.
Yeah, but, I mean, the Packers have 13-3, but, you know, that's a team that lost to the Chargers.
See, the only thing
we're going to be saying.
What are we going to say?
Go, Pack, go!
Reluctantly.
Yeah.
Begrudgingly.
Go, Pack, go!
That's our picks, man. The six right there.
Yeah. Packers had an easy schedule this year. They really did. Vikings twice, the 49ers once, the Eagles beat them.
I feel great about my picks because I picked – Paige went Lone Ranger on the one game. That was the James Madison thing. But Paige is leading the cumulative standings still, correct?
She is.
What is that looking like?
Paige is 8-5.
Okay.
I am 7-6. Matt and I are both 6-7.
After this weekend, y'all are going to be in the dumper.
Bull do.
Yours.
All of you.
Oh, no.
That's what punishment is. No. If we all stay together, Paige, you go down one on that loss, and then we're going to have – dude, that's remarkable. I mean, because I'm sitting here thinking, like, I hope it goes to the big game where we can have a super punishment. And now this is setting up perfectly.
We only have, because we're not doing the Pro Bowl, obviously. Yeah. Only three more games.
Only three more games, and there'd have to be a lot of disagreements.
Yep.
See, and one thing that does suck, the only real definite idea that I have, well, I have several other ideas, but one that I really, really want to do is only for Fat Boy, and I don't think he's going to lose. Like, I have such a good Fat Boy super punishment.
Oh, man.
Not just a regular punishment, but super punishment.
If you look at the CVM text line at 72341, the P1s think I did pretty good on my picks.
Well, they're all catfishing you.
P1BR says Nye's going to kick everyone's ass this week.
No.
This is P1 French Fry said you got to remember Seattle 8-1 on the road this year.
P1 Moose said, hey, son, good picks.
Great picks, Nye. Let's go, Niner.
You don't think the Seattle team's kind of peaked with the talent they have right now?
No.
They kind of went as far as they can go with what they got. I don't know.
No, I think they're good. I think they're pretty good.
Russell Wilson, man, it's hard to bet against him.
But the P1s want me, and then secondly, Fat Boy to lose super punishment.
I don't know why.
You still have that super punishment?
Yeah, man.
Super punishment.
That's so good.
You mean this?
Super punishment. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's
super punishment.
Super
punishment.
Oh, man. Okay. I feel really good rolling into the weekend.
Oh, blank. Looper said he had the same picks as me. I'm screwed.
Oh, no.
Oh,
listen.
Lady Ernest.
You leave Lady Ernest out of this.
Nine's taking a big gamble. We'll see.
I am, but I'm happy to, man, because I'm going to be in first place after this weekend.
We might know Saturday night late how you're trending. Sunday night, we're going to know for sure.
Yeah. I'll be in first place, and y'all be like, God, why am I dumb?
There's the big spreads. I mean, you can't really fault them.
I picked where the leader and the number two person picked, so I feel great, that's going to be. I'm actually going to pay attention to the games this weekend and see how we're doing.
You want to watch some football?
Well, you know, at least Sports Center, one of the two.
Catch it up.
All right, all that is for foot. I didn't save the email. All of that is for entertainment purposes only. Our company wants to remind you that gambling can become an addiction and cause problems to those that you live with. So if you do gamble for money, be careful and don't drive. Okay? All right. We'll take a break. When we come back, the FOF line. It's F All Friday, Jimmy Jack Jackie.
Yes, it is. That number is always active for you to call up and leave your hatred. Spew your hatred. Well,
that's
it's active
right.
again now.
Yeah, you can cuss on there. Of course, it's bleeped on the radio, but we release the uncensored version in the afternoon, and those are fun, too. So when we return, it's Friday. Time to visit the FOF line. Morning, everybody.
Every morning.
Yeah, man, I love that stuff.
Everywhere.
The Rise Guys rock.
On theradio.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Now, 3.3 The Planet.
Guys, I got show number for the F-Off Friday. Pick up and dial 864-241-4318.
Yeah.
241-4318. 241-4318. 241-4318.
It's Friday. It's good. It is time to usher in the weekend with some cold beer, some hot women, stress-free.
How about hot beers and cold women?
No.
Oh.
No, that's called necrophilia.
Yeah, I'm with Paige on that idea.
Listen to Cold Ethel by Alice Cooper. You'd love it. Old Black Eyes himself. All right. The FOF line. Fat Boy, if someone stopped you in the street and said, hey, your radio's Fat Boy, I hear about this FOF line. What is that about? What is the FOF line?
Whoever's, you know, sticking in your craw, pissing you off, you just call this number. You don't have to get violent with anybody. You don't have to, you know, attack their social media. You call 864-241-4318 and you bitch them out. And you can cuss. And guess what? People mess up and they call back.
Oh, that's the best.
I'm not going to, you know, play it if you say, oh, well, I got to call back. I messed up. We'll make you sound good. You know?
Right.
Some people call back 4, 5, 8, 10 times.
Yeah.
864-241-4318. I've been restricted to ask too many questions about this segment now.
Yeah, Fatboy says you ask too many questions, man.
Well, you're going to spoil it for yourself.
Well, I like to, like...
It's like when you go in a movie and say, how many people die in this movie?
Well, last question I'll ask you, control freak, gatekeeper of the FOF line. Who on the show should thicken up their skin?
All of us.
Oh, God.
I mean, in general. I don't know. I can't remember, honestly.
All right.
Yeah, that's the thing. Fatboy hates questions because he has no idea what he did.
You all high.
864-241-4318. This is the FOF line.
Hey, Fatboy, f*** you and your f***ing baloney. You're fat enough.
You know
I recognize
what?
That voice.
Can I hit it? Can you hit it one more time?
Yeah.
Hey, Fatboy, f*** you and your f***ing baloney. You're fat enough.
I don't mean I can't place who it is, but I know that voice.
I can't place it either. But if you go to the damn store, there's no red rings on the bologna.
There's red rings on some of it.
There is.
I've looked.
There's not.
I go to the store a couple times a week. I looked.
There's not.
Yeah, there is.
Oh, here we go again.
I've been nine.
I've been two. Been more than you.
Well, you shouldn't eat it anyway.
It's terrible for you.
It's good if you fold it in fours.
Fatboy wants treat meat anyway.
I thought you quit eating that stuff.
Well, I don't. But I have before a lot over the years.
That's why your stomach's messed up.
Yesterday, Fat Boy had him some hamburger meat.
Oh,
Paige, when you say his stomach's messed up, what do you mean? So big?
No, because there's so many just fillers and mystery meat and preservatives and nitrates and meat like that.
I bought some hamburger meat. and then I made four, and I'm like, hamburger I'm gonna eat one now.
Yeah, it's
it killed me for about 2.5 hours.
Yeah, how many did you eat?
One.
Oh, just one?
Did you cook it?
I thought I was gonna die from the rear end.
Oh, yeah.
See?
So I couldn't. I gave the other to the dog.
Don't hurt that
she
dog.
She can handle it. She can process it better than I can.
So that's odd.
Yeah.
Fatboy can't eat hamburgers anymore. I'm really worried about him.
The grease, man. The grease runs right through me. I'll show you pictures.
That's the gallbladder going.
I need to see pick or I don't believe it.
I got one that, I'm going to update because I like to have a series. Because you got to post them online. Like, hey, because don't you go on WebMD and post pics and say, is this supposed to look like this?
You can, I think.
I got Rick Dookie's.
I don't know. Just text them to Paige. She'll tell you.
You know what? It doesn't look good.
You should call that.
You think your dad.
You know that there's a.
I don't know
if it's still a thing. They used to have this nurse's helpline where you would call and it was a free thing and they would give you like several minutes to ask questions. And you should call them and say, they say, hello, what's your name? Is Jeremy. What's your problem? I got Rick Dookie's.
Is that a part of the old Greenville News hotline where you call and get the sports trivia every day?
Yeah, get your horoscope, all that stuff.
Or
864-241-4318. So far, everyone, or at least that guy, is saying F Baloney.
And Fat Boy.
Fat Boy.
I guess. Okay.
All right. Which one's first, though?
Fat Boy was first.
All right. The FOF line.
Yeah, this is for the sorry motherfucker talking about Paige. Don't know shit. Let me tell you something, you bastard. Paige has got a very sexy voice. That's why I keep her on there to wake all us good men up. You ain't a man. You're a low-life piece of shit.
I like the way he says bastard.
With the long A.
I like that. Thank you. I love you back.
Paige, that was a good voice you just did there. You put that one on Fussin.
Yeah, you should.
That's one of your Sooners out there. Suitors,
not an Sooners. Oklahoma guy.
Yes.
Boomer
I don't
Sooner.
Know that he's from Oklahoma.
Probably a boomer, though, for sure.
You know they'll take up for all the chivalrous gentlemen.
Sooner. It's all of them now.
This one's pretty long. This one coming up.
Oh, okay.
It's the third one?
Yeah, it's pretty lengthy.
What's it about?
Man, I couldn't tell you. Maybe. I want to surprise you.
Oh, okay.
864-241-4318.
I listen to y'all all the time. Rise Guys, love y'all. Fat Boy, Matt Man, Page, Nine, love y'all. But listen, man, I got this at my job, bro. She every time I'm listening to y'all, she changes the damn radio. She just, and I'm like, I change it right back. 5 minutes later, she changes it again. And I'm like, are you me? Like, damn, like, let me hear my stuff, man. Let me hear my radio station. Not to mention the fact that this is the same who has made comments about the music I listen to. Listen, I've been listening to heavy metal, hard rock for all my life. I'll be listening to it till I'm dead in the damn grave. Nobody ain't gonna tell me what I can't and cannot listen to. Not to mention the fact that she, just for the hell of it, she acts so perfect. She doesn't do anything bad or anything. So what I'm thinking about doing is sending her ass the whole damn catalog of Slayer. You know? CDs, DVDs, the whole damn nine. It is what it is, but I think it's bullshit. I'm not going to apologize for what the hell I listen to or who I listen to, and that's that. Love you, Rise Guys. Tickle it.
You should start a bad rumor about her at work so she loses her job.
That's a good man right there.
Do that.
Who did? Who is he going to send her the whole catalog of?
Slayer.
Send you some Slayer.
It's what Nine listens to when he can't sleep.
Yeah, put on some Lullabies by Slayer. Yeah.
Lullabies by Slayer.
F and Slayer.
Slayer. Yeah,
they have digital copies of all their albums.
The copies, come on. Man.
Slayer.
I'm going to send you some Slipknot, too.
Well, thanks for your passion for the show. We appreciate that.
Yeah. Stop changing the radio on the guy. Leave the one there.
All right. One more to go, then we'll break and come back and do more. 864-241-4318, the FOF line.
So I really wasn't that f***ing mad until I heard Fatboy's mouth on the recording or whatever. So now I got really agitated on the fact that what the f*** is up with downtown Greenville and the parking situation. I super confused, and I'm like, okay, I literally got a $35 citation payment for parking in for a 20-minute time for a place downtown Greenville that no one inhabits. No one. You downtown citation Greenville people, I'll pay you your $35. I guess I was illegal. I don't know. Did I mention that I'm a little drunk? I'm not driving, though. Parked, super safe. Everything is awesome. And, yeah, that Greenville and everything. Batman, you rock. Nah, you're fun. Fat boy, you're and Paige, I just want to be your best friend. Yay! Bye!
What? Oh.
So,
I know somebody who got a parking ticket in Greenville the other day.
I know somebody who got a parking ticket in Greenville the other day, too. What if the same person?
It might be.
Do you live with her?
No, okay, but I see the stories.
Yeah, $35, though. You must have been parked cockeyed or something. Like, it's usually like $8 or $10 bucks, because I've gotten them before.
Well, I don't
know. Probably had to up the parking fees because they now occupy a whole parking complex building there by Channel 4.
Yeah, just turn University Ridge into a parking lot instead of some kind of new epicenter kind of, you know, place. Oh, we don't need a park. We need a parking lot.
I guess we need more apartments down there.
One time I parked in a lot downtown, and I wound up not getting it wasn't like a boot when I had my truck at the time, but they cabled this thing and around my mirror with a big tag on it. So I drove home and cut it off with bolt cutters.
What? On your mirror?
On the side mirror. Huh. Yeah.
I think that was Gregory that said we sprayed your truck for ants.
No.
You sure it wasn't Jug playing a prank on you?
It was a parking violation on a private lot. I'm like, well, that's rude. I didn't pay, but that's still rude.
How much are they making downtown every day? Hundreds.
Well, I'd sure as hell rather it look like it does now than it used to.
What, you don't want the hotel to be burned out?
Full of homeless people?
A burned out shell of a building and a bunch of empty storefronts? You don't miss that?
No. I like it now. I mean, certain part, like, I see certain businesses down there. I'm like, that ain't gonna last. That one ain't gonna last. But then again, I see other ones that I predicted that on 15 years ago, and there they are.
There they go.
There they are still.
I'm too busy trying to find all the gold rats, whatever they are.
Mice.
Bronze mice.
I'm surprised nobody's tried to pry them up yet and pawn them.
Fatboy can't find them because he's looking for gold rats.
Big rats downtown.
They had them in the gym mine. You have to go raffle through there and find the other ones.
Oh, yeah. It used to be, you know, you could go to that store on the corner and get your gimmick pierced.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Your gimmick.
Yeah. Because they had a model of it out in the
window. That's right. But I mean, so what happens, like, I remember watching David Letterman when I was a kid, and they would talk about how gross Times Square was and how it was all just a bunch of peep shows and Jack Shacks and all that stuff and hookers and everything. And now, you know, New York, even Brooklyn's nice now.
What?
Yeah. Anything that is crap now will be nice in like 10, 15 years.
Sprawl.
Not everything.
Well, it's not like, this studio, but something.
I mean, the Bronx still sucks, right?
Yeah.
There's probably a certain part of it where they build a bunch of brownstones and charge $4 million for them, and suddenly it's nice.
Yeah, right at Yankee Stadium, maybe.
Yeah.
Why can't we have equality stones? How about that?
There we go. All right, we'll take a break here. More of the FOF line, 864. 241-4318. I just said that thing that corporate America people say to you when they don't have anything to say back to you. Yeah. 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 I like that.
Yeah.
Write that down. 864-241-4318. The FOF line continues right after this. Yeah.
The Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet. Rocks.
You're a sicko.
Tell you what.
You got to post that.
That's the best,
he can't post that. He would lose his verification if he did.
I would.
My goodness.
That might be worth it for that one.
If you couldn't lock your phone and I found Nine's phone and I just started going through the photo gallery.
Did you give it straight to the cops?
I would get, well, I'd get hand sanitizer first.
Yeah.
Some weird videos.
Call the police. You might want to.
Those two guys should be in the circus if they can.
Oh, my gosh.
They ain't even a trapeze there.
No.
They're in good shape.
For those that couldn't see Nine's phone, there were two guys in some kind of sexual intercourse where they were mimicking a seesaw.
Oh, no, the one was a lady.
Unfortunately. On
that was
bottom,
a lady?
On the bottom, yeah.
Oh, she's flat-chested.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Goodness.
She's the base of the seesaw. I believe that's actually called the West Texas Pump Jack.
Yeah. It kind of does look like they're drilling for oil.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's when you stop. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It's Friday. It is good. We're still in the FOF line, 864-241-4318. Here is cut number five.
Fat boy, f*** you. I'm just now finishing up watching that movie you said was so good, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. And it f***ing sucks, man. I don't know what the hell you were thinking, but it's all over the place. It's a bunch of bullshit. So, you suck, man. I love Quentin Tarantino, and I love the Rise Guys, but this movie blows ass. I don't even know why I bought it. I bought it on your word, you face. What the f***, man? I like the characters, Leonardo DiCaprio, Brad Pitt, Margot Robbie. Oh, my gosh, she's f***ing gorgeous.
Margot Robbie?
There's no storyline. There's no nothing. This is bullshit. Fat boy, f*** off. You give me a bad recommendation. You f***. What? Eat it. Have a good one.
The hell is that guy on?
I know I can catch the uncensored version later, but what kind of face were you?
Yeah.
Okay. A D face?
Yeah.
Okay. No, what's he on?
I don't know if that's the guy that called drunk that time. With
some kind of Don or Dean.
I don't know.
I don't know if it's the wine or the coke that makes him sound like his jaw's broke.
You don't think it's alcohol? You think it's something else?
I think it's heavier than alcohol.
That's a great movie. He must be on something.
Yeah, he's really slowed down by something. It's a great movie. But I love Tarantino, but it's all over. What did you think? Did you hate Pulp Fiction, too, then? Because they're about being all over the place.
Maybe because it's 3 hours long. It put him to sleep.
Oh, it's 2:40.
It was out of order, man.
It's 2 hours and 40 minutes. Man, it goes by fast. And it's funny as hell.
Yeah. Anybody want any fried sauerkraut? It's great lines.
It's a great movie.
Still?
Great movie.
Yeah, you bet, boy.
Don't cry in front of the Mexicans.
I'm going to try to recreate his voice next week for Facebook.
You got
to
slow it way down.
I slow it down a bit. Screw you, Mike. Your recommendation.
You just wait.
864-241-4318. We call it the FOF line.
I just want to say, f*** the f***ing state of North Carolina. Piece of s*** motherfuckers. If they worried about the f***ing roads as much as they worry about giving illegals their f***ing food stamps and worried more of the f*** about potholes and shit, I wouldn't have to be buying a f***ing new tire right now that's going to cost me $600 because a f***ing pothole busted my rim and my f***ing tire. I wouldn't be sitting here struggling. I wouldn't be sitting here worrying about what kind of f***ing job I'm going to find one-handed because some dumbass decided to eat a bunch of nerve pills and not do his f***ing job right and make me lose my f***ing hand this time last year. Just f***ing North Carolina in general.
Man.
You don't have a hand? It's like the executioner from Gotham walking around with a blade?
They call him the Blade. The Butcher.
One of them. There's a bunch of people in South Carolina laughing right now because somebody complained about the roads in North Carolina.
I know. Like, y'all, man.
It gets better when you cross the state line.
I know.
Oh, yeah. Now, especially around here, the Gateway.
But he's – I didn't understand the correlation of him blaming illegals on free government assistance. So he's saying if they quit doing that, then they could take that money and fix the roads.
I guess. But I guess people, you know, forget that certain funds are earmarked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Different budgets.
And all that stuff, EBT is federally distributed, right?
Like, if everybody on SNAP got jobs, guess what? It wouldn't go away.
No.
Because those people have quotas.
But there are also people who just, you know, whatever the problem is, blame the illegals.
Yep.
Like, come on, man. It's Phil Anselmo's backing band. Leave him alone.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Oh, the illegals.
The illegals.
The illegals.
If you think that's brutal.
Iran.
It gets rough, man.
It gets worse?
It gets,
no. That
it
guy was pretty mad. Wow.
I mean, he's mad because, you know, he's got a personal situation, but, oh, just so much venom coming in the next two.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
So, see, the fat boy remembers him now, but he didn't remember him 20 minutes ago when you asked, man.
Well, I don't remember him. I'm just trying to speed him along.
Oh, okay.
864-241-4318. It is the FOF line.
Damn f***ing driving. I have world's worst road rage, okay? I'm just going to go ahead and say it. Hell, there ain't no sugarcoat. There ain't no point f***ing line. You're in front of a f***ing school. I understand it's time to get your kids to school, and that's going to be busy. But here's the thing, people. Not everybody's going to that school. Not everybody's taking their f***ing kid to school. So when you can't turn in to that school and you decide, you just take it upon yourself and think it's a good f***ing idea to stop in the middle of a damn f***ing road and sit there because you can't turn into the school because there's a line. There's too many vehicles. You can't turn into the damn entrance. So you're just going to literally stop dead. Stop, come to a standstill in the middle of a damn road. Really? Really right now? And sit there for 10 minutes while cars line up behind your ass, knowing damn well half of them cars ain't going to that school. They're trying to go home. I don't know any damn else. Some of them might be even trying to go to work. And you're literally sitting in front of the schoolhouse, just sitting there. You know what? Drive down the road and turn the around. You ain't getting in. Too bad. We ain't going to be sitting here in the middle of the damn road. That's unsafe and stupid. It's stupid. I'm just going to the car. Let me just stop right here. What the is wrong with people? Am I the only one that took driver's in? Or is it the fact that I did get my license in the state of New York and I'm driving in the state of North Carolina? I mean, there is a really big difference on the driving. Damn it, I'm telling you. There really is. At least the people in New York, when they got a place to damn be, they got a place to be. They ain't around. They get from A to B. Damn, down here, I feel like everybody's got all the time in the damn world. They just lollygag. Feel good. Oh, by the way, I'm trying to come up with a song for all y'all. It ain't going to be long. It ain't going to be good because I can't sing, but I'm trying. And I also became a P1. So it's official. This is P1. Patience is a virtue. You know who I am.
Oh, my God. Remember she called in before the break, before we took all that time off and pissed the Southeast off.
Yeah.
Patience is a virtue. First of all, a woman who says stupid, that's Southern authentically.
Stupid.
I can't believe spent any time in New York.
I know.
Is that the same lady? People, it is, right?
Yeah, that's her.
About her husband.
Patience.
Yeah.
That's her name.
Man, she's hot about it.
She is.
Like, I don't know. It seems to me like that's a school problem.
She wanted to stay home and get knocked up a bunch, remember?
Yeah.
And she wanted to homeschool her kids.
Yeah.
She must live in Greer, because Greer is still that way.
Greer, North Carolina, yeah.
Well, Greer, South Carolina. She's North Carolina?
She's North Carolina.
I believe near Granite Falls, if I remember right.
Greer is
this Eric Church country, Braun Strowmanville.
It used to be easily was the slowest driving city in the upstate, but it's still Greer for sure.
Really?
Yeah.
And Greer cops used to have this great reputation of they'll get you. They'll pull you over in Greer. They'll get you. And I think they're now that the city is so big, you know, Greer city limits.
Yeah.
They don't have the time to hang out on Wade Hatton Boulevard over in the Tabs Flea Market parking lot.
Yeah, Malden cops used to have that reputation, too. Now they got a different reputation.
Yeah. That's right. Tell me about that
Oh,
later.
Come on. It's funny, Fat Bum.
I don't know it. What is it?
I can't remember.
Oh, there was some sexual activity and stuff a while back.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I remember now.
Okay.
Yeah, like three or four of them, right?
That's why you moved to Malden, then.
There was a sex scandal last year.
Oh, okay.
Horniest police department ever.
Yeah, right.
Goodness.
864-241-4318. Some heat.
Might have a bleep record here.
No, man. Okay. Should we count them?
Yeah, count them.
All right, let me get my pen and paper.
You ready?
It's pen and paper ready.
I'm ready.
The FOF line.
In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now, f*** you. I'm about to stick the death of your f***ing bullshit. It's freaking me. Well, no f***ing s***, motherf***er. Damn. Motherf***er's got the easiest job in the motherf***er. what do? I come in on Monday, I turn on the radio, it's a damn rerun. Are you me? It's December 16th. You got a whole nother motherfucking week before Christmas, but no. We got to be off today. Well, that bullshit. I'm sick of it. Make me have to listen through all these damn shitty-ass songs y'all be playing. Mark Hendricks, you can play that bullshit all damn day long. Let them have a damn show as 4 hours. Then maybe they'll come to work instead of having to lay on the damn couch like a bunch of lazy motherfuckers. Matt, man, get real. Ridiculous. Paige, I love you, honey. All the rest of y'all suck. Ridiculous.
I tried to come to work. They yeah. told me, do not.
Don't you do it.
You're
Give
barred.
Us a break.
You stay at home for 3 weeks.
Plus you were sick.
I tried to come to work. They wouldn't let us.
Yeah.
That guy. There's got to be a record.
I can't at 33.
Oh,
that's not a record.
That's not. Try again, but I think the record's 47.
47.
Yeah. That's a lot, though.
Man, I used to get kind of agitated when people get so mad at us for taking time off.
Yeah.
Now I laugh hysterically.
Yeah. What are you
going to
do?
I mean, now I crack the hell up when somebody gets that mad at us because we took time off, man.
The only thing that bugged me about that was that we didn't have a podcast while we were gone. And that kind of, I'm not going to say it pissed me off, but it was very like, oh.
I was hot.
Good Lord.
That boy was hot. What,
like,
you,
I kept getting texts about it.
Your air conditioning quit working?
Is it up? Like, hey, I thought I had time off. I guess not.
That, I think that was the first time that Mark Hendricks, our middle manager, actually got verbally abused on the radio like that.
I think
so. The SOF line.
He's not going to be happy with that guy if he ever comes in.
But you got to be a dedicated P1 to be, you know, yelling at Mark on the SOF line.
Right. Oh, to even know the name.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why, yes, I am. All right.
Yes.
That was the FOF line. The uncensored version will be released this afternoon on our social media. Follow us on Facebook.com/RiseGuys, Instagram and Twitter at The Rise Guys, and on YouTube, The Rise Guys. More Rise Guys right after this. That's us.
You're listening to The Rise Guys Morning Show. And at 10, get set for another 93-minute rock block. Over 93 minutes of rock. Only on 93.3.
The Planet
Rocks. Even without it, this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.